Miracle Park is going to hold a their first ever Miles for Miracle Park. This is a run, roll, or walk event. And here to give us more details, we have Megan Caldwell, who is representing Miracle Park. And good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all. We're great. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, so this is a space you know very well.
And absolutely.
Let's kind of give the backstory to our audience. So you are a teacher at India Hook Elementary School, one of the elementary schools here in the Rock Hill School District. And kind of take us from there and why you're so invested in Miracle Park.
Sure. So as a special educator, I have always been such an advocate for, you know, ways that we can be inclusive, more inclusive. And Rock Hill does a really great job. Our community, we're very... we want to jump in and help one another. And so when this idea of Miracle Park came, I mean, almost 10 years ago, you know, it was just something that it seems like everybody really wanted to rally around. And so what can we do to make that happen? And obviously you both have been there as mm-hmm. buddies for our Miracle League Baseball League. So just to know that this is a place that continues to grow and that vision, you know, has not stopped. And so phase one is complete and we're currently working on phase two and phase three. So if you have not been down Cherry Road to see that, it's so exciting to see kind of what is coming. But we're still fundraising, still need some funds to finish those two phases. And so that's kind of just what Miles for Miracle Park is. It's another avenue, but it's a way to be inclusive for all. So.
Well, you know, we love a good running event here in yes. the city of Rock Hill and beyond. Sometimes you'll get folks that say, I really want to participate, but I'm not a runner. I just can't run, or I don't run like I used to. But you're telling us at this event, Miles from Miracle Park, everyone's welcome because you can run, roll, or walk.
Absolutely. So we have a 5K, which will start at 8 o'clock. And that's on September the 13th. And so that route is going to go around Winthrop Lake. It's going to be your typical 5K route. But then we also, wanting to be inclusive, know that we have so many of our athletes or members in our community, like you said, that aren't able to run that 5K, myself included. you know, so we're like, okay, what else can we do? And so a lot of schools are doing fun runs. And so we thought, well, why don't we do a Miracle Park fun run, but it's not just going to be a run because not everyone can run, mm-hmm. you know, or they might can run two laps and need to walk more. So we also have individuals who might, you know, be in a wheelchair or in have a walker. And so they're still going to be able to participate. And so that's going to be around Miracle Park Field. And so Miracle Field, and they're just going to be able to do as many laps as they want. And we're going to mark those charts like you would a typical fun run.
Oh, that's great.
Fun. Yeah, we're super excited.
And
that's
they love fun. To wear those shirts.
Absolutely.
Where you have the markings yes. on them for your child's fun run. I see those all around town. And I always like to stop the young person and say, let me see how many laps you got. 25. That's great. You know, yes. I think that is fantastic. Yes. Oh, that is great. So this is open to everyone.
Yes.
All ages, all abilities. It does not matter.
Absolutely.
And the funds go right back to help Miracle Park with phase two and phase three.
And like you said, what a great opportunity for the community if they haven't seen all of the construction and to see how it's changed. What a great opportunity for them to come and see. It's pretty amazing, like when they were talking about it, because you know we were so used to just phase one,
right?
And I was like, how in the world is all of that going to fit on the space that's left? But you ride by and now it's like, oh, there's room for more. Like it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Right. It's pretty amazing. So what a great opportunity for people who don't typically get by there every day or don't pass by there to also see how it's coming along and what an amazing space it really is going to be.
And then Megan, on your little notes, do you have there what all is involved at phase two and phase three? Okay, yeah.
Sure. Okay. So phase two, if you have been out to Miracle Park, you know that, you know, we have one Miracle Field. Mm-hmm. Y'all, like I said, I'm a coach for Miracle League, but you know, we only have one field and that gets really tricky. Our numbers, I think we're at 172. I might be wrong, but our numbers continue to grow. And so phase two will have a second Miracle Field. It will have a multi-purpose field so that other sports can be played on that as well. We'll have additional parking, which I think is going to be massive for Miracle Park, as well as there's going to be an educational building, you know, so that our programs that, you know, we have to squeeze into a tiny office or in the concession stand because of weather, you know, we're going to have that space where we don't have to do that or limit numbers of who can participate because of space. We've got that designed in phase two, but then there's also going to be a therapeutic fishing pond We're going to have another entrance off of Cherry Road. So it's just, there's some really cool things. But then I think something that's super exciting, and I have no doubt that the community is really going to rally around, is phase three. We're going to have a retail space, and that's going to be run by Max Abilities. And so we're going to have some of those consumers and those individuals that are going to actually be running the store. So all of those details haven't been worked out of what's going to be sold in that store, but it's going to be such an incredible place for our community to come in. You know, if you need a snack, there's going to be food there. If you want to get some merchandise from potentially other events that are going on in Rock Hill, that can be a hub where that stuff can be sold. So great things coming to Miracle Park.
It's going to be a game changer for sure.
Absolutely.
So to make sure all that it happens, they do need money, and you can do your part by taking part. It's called the first ever Miles for Miracle Park. It is Saturday, September the 13th. There's a 5K run for those who like to run. It's at 8 o'clock, and then at 9:30, you've got the fun run, walk, and roll at Miracle Park's Miracle League Field. And as Megan said, they're kind of treating this like at a fun run that you would find at your child's school, elementary school. Those are so much fun. So just imagine now the whole community is part of it. You can go ahead and register now. You can do so on social media, through websites. You know what to do. Get out there and have a great time with your family, friends, and neighbors, and support Miracle Park. It has been a real game changer just in phase one right here in our community. And Megan, phase two and phase three, wow, it's going to really attract even more folks. It attracted the lieutenant governor who came here to help break the ground. And she said she'll be back whenever it's ready to be opened.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting.
And we do hope that it'll be open by next summer.
Okay.
So oh, great.
It'll be here before we know it. And just like Lucas said, definitely register. If you want to be guaranteed a T-shirt, you have to register by the end of today.
Okay.
End of today.
That is our cutoff. So I wanted to make sure
they extended that deadline.
We did extend it. So end of today. Okay. Just so we can get those T-shirts in and make sure everybody gets them. So
I'm already registered because I wanted to get my shirt.
Yay!
So I'm good to go. So I'll see everyone out there on the 13th. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Megan, thank you so much for what you do and all the other special and exceptional teachers in our community that work with just these amazing human beings, these little human beings and big human beings, but the little ones that you all just make such a huge imprint on their lives. And they want to sometimes, I bet, say no. And you're like, that is not in your vocabulary. Yes, you
can do hard things.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. Megan, great catching up with you.
You as well.